Welcome to the Finding Grace in the Wilderness podcast. I'm your host, Sharon Hawkins. Here each week, we will share stories about how God's grace can be found during life's most difficult circumstances. Meet with me around the table as we chat with others who have found that God's faithfulness never ends. We will share truth and life and discuss faith, fears, struggles, and victories. Join us as we seek to grow deeper in relationship with Jesus, the one who makes a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hi, friends, and welcome back to another episode of Finding Grace in the Wilderness. I'm so glad that you're here today. Do things always go like you planned in your life? I wanted to tell you a funny story that happened to me this weekend. Our women's group from East Pickens Baptist Church was attending a conference called Feast with a speaker, Christy McClellan. Christy teaches through a Middle Eastern lens. She is a Bible scholar, and the conference was amazing. I highly recommend Christy to anyone who's looking for a good book to read, good Bible study to study, or a speaker to listen to. We headed off Thursday morning, my friend Carol and I, to Dacula, Georgia, to see Christy, along with a number of other women from our church. As we chatted and headed safely down I-85, I missed my exit to Lawrenceville, Georgia. I know that waves didn't say a word. So we both looked over to the right across the wall as the Lawrenceville exit turned off 85, but we couldn't get over. So we continued on. And as you know, if you've ever gotten into Atlanta traffic, it's terrible. So as we got further down the road, down 85, we found ourselves in deep traffic. So the first turnaround that we came to, we spotted a Chevron and needed to get some gas. Right across the road to the right was a Chipotle. And as Carol and I are both dieting, we thought that would be the perfect place for lunch. But I needed to go to the Chevron station first. I was already in that lane, and nature was calling, if you know what I mean. So we went to the Chevron station, and I pulled up my GPS to figure out how to get back to that Chipotle. Well, when I looked at it, it was only 0.1 miles to that Chipotle, but it was going to take us 15 minutes to get there, because the median wouldn't let us make a left turn. So I asked the attendant at the register how to get back to that Chipotle. He looked at me and grinned, and he said, "Walk." I kind of chuckled, but then realized he was being serious. So he said, "Leave your car here, and I'll keep an eye on it." And so Carol and I, being the adventurous women that we are, we headed off to find that Chipotle's and that perfect lunch. And it was very good and healthy for us. When we got done, we left the Chipotle's to start our walk back. And Carol said, "I really need to make a stop if we pass a Walmart or something on the way back to get some toothpaste and other items." So I said, "Well, we're in the middle of this big shopping park. Why don't we just go in and ask where's the closest place to get that?" So I go back into the Chipotle and I ask the guy, "Is there a store close by that we can get, pick up a few items, a few personal items?" And he said, "Well, Walmart's right across the street." I said, "Wow." He said, "So you can walk there." I went back out and I talked with Carol, and we put it in the GPS for walking, and sure enough, it was just across the street, hidden behind some trees. So we headed out. We crossed the big highway with crosswalk and the lights and giggled as we thought, man, here we are in Atlanta just running around on the streets having our adventures. Truly, we were having a great time. But we walked down the road, made a right, and started our track down to Walmart. Then we discovered that the road was winding and didn't really have a sidewalk. So we took our lives into our own hands because we were so adventurous, and we headed down that around that curve and down that hill. Well, as we continued down, we found the hill was longer and longer and longer. We had to follow the guardrail up on the side of that little hill all the way down. When we got to the bottom, we discovered that we were on the far end of the parking lot from a Walmart. And if you know about Walmarts, you know that that's not really close. So we headed across the Walmart parking lot. We were too far in now to go back and try to get our car. So we went into Walmart, and she was looking for her items, and I was helping her look and walking along on the next aisle, and all of a sudden, I thought someone stepped on the back of my shoe. So I turned around, and lo and behold, the bottom of my shoe was falling off. And I promised they were good shoes, but the glue just decided right then to let go. So I rounded the corner, and I found Carol. And I said, "Carol, Carol," and I was shaking my arm and shaking my foot at the same time, and truly, she thought I was having a stroke. And I told her about my shoe, and we laughed and laughed, and I was reminded about the old Kenny Rogers song, "You picked a fine time to leave me, loose heel." So we had a good laugh about that, and I flip-flopped all the way through that Walmart to the shoe department after we got her items, and I found a cute little pair of silver sandals that were on sale for $5. So I bought my $5 shoes I was so pleased with, and she and I headed out of that Walmart trying to get back to our car at the Chevron. So we head out across the parking lot. Carol looks at that hill, and she looks at me, and she says, "If I'm going to make that big hill, I'm going to have some water, and I probably need a bathroom break too." So we kept laughing. But she went inside, and I saw a woman in the garden department who was repotting plants. So I decided I would ask her if we could go out the back of the Walmart center and come out closer to that Chevron station, or would we be met with a big fence? So I struck up a conversation with her. I had an opportunity to talk with her about Jesus and tell her about where we were going, about the conference. And then I started telling her about our day, and she and I had a great laugh about that. And she said, "Girl, you sound like me." And about that time, Carol came back. This Walmart employee was an angel, and her name was Luann. And she said, "You two stand right here. I'll be right back." So she took off and came back in a minute. She said, "I'm driving you two to Chevron." So we hopped in her car, laughing, and we left the parking lot. And she said, "I could be an axe murderer, and you two ladies just got in the car with us." And we thought, well, that's true. But anyone that sweet that would offer to do that errand for us, we knew she was good people. And truly, I think she was probably an angel. God knew we needed that help. My new shoes were not broken in, and they were already starting to rub my toes before I even got out of the parking lot. But Luann took us back to that Chevron station, and we found our car, and we were on our way then. Even after our angel Luann dropped us off, still we had a bit of trouble on the way to the hotel from the Chevron. I got in the wrong lane and had to make a turn that I wasn't supposed to. So I turned into a parking lot on the right without looking up, soon saw safety cones, and I know you won't believe me, but we ended up in a car rider line. I think Carol held it all together until then, but she finally lost it and she couldn't stop laughing. So we went through the car rider line at the high school and finally got out and back on our way, finally made it to the hotel. Our original estimated time of arrival was 12:08. We made it to the hotel at 3:30, if that tells you anything. Too funny. Sometimes I think these things only happen to me, but I bet you'll say they happen to you too. We got to the hotel, and we collapsed in our room. Carol laid down on our couch, and I laid across my bed, and we were talking and chatting about what had just happened and how much fun it had been and the adventures. And then all of a sudden, we both heard this sound.
It was coming from our air conditioning unit, and it sounded so loud. It sounded like the thing was demon-possessed. So we called downstairs to let them know at the front desk. and they sent up a maintenance guy, and it was going to be about 20 minutes. So we decided to wait for him, and when he came, he tapped the cover on the air conditioning unit and tapped on the sides, leaned his ear in, and he said, "All good." Then he hopped up and left. There was a bit of a language barrier, so we didn't get to discuss it with him much. But as soon as he walked out the door, it started making that noise again. So Carol opened the door and chased him down the hall and said, "It's not good." And he said, "All good," and shook his head. Carol said, "Not good." He said, "All good." So they had a funny disagreement in the hallway. But finally, we ended up just moving to a different room, and all was well after that. Since we'd had such a difficult time, what else should we do but go and have a pedicure? Our other women in our group were already at the mall, so we found a pedicure place close by, crawled into the massage chairs, and were promptly pampered, and all was well. The rest of the weekend was wonderful. We enjoyed Christy's talk so very much, and there was so much that we learned and took away. And it was such a blessing to spend time with our sisters and spend time with God. You know, sometimes in life, we miss opportunities, like I missed my exit. There are times when we fail to recognize or act upon the will of God in our lives. He may place guidance and prompts and blessings in our path, and we simply don't see them. Either we're not paying attention, and we're distracted, or we're too busy. The devil really likes to get us with that too busy one. That's one of his favorite tools in his box to keep us from experiencing all that God has for us. We could miss opportunities because obedience can be too hard. Just like the children of Israel, when they sent spies out who believed that they should not go into the promised land, even though it had been promised to them, they were afraid. It was too hard to be obedient and to claim that land. Only Caleb and Joshua brought back a positive report and were ready to lead the people into the promised land. That's from Numbers 14, if you'd like to read more about it. Other times we miss opportunities of God because of material possessions, just like the young rich ruler in Matthew 19. The rich young ruler asked Jesus what he needed to do to follow him
and to gain eternal life.
And he said, "Give your possessions to the poor." And the rich young ruler wasn't willing to do that. He'd rather have his possessions. So he went away sad. Then there are those past regrets and failures that cause us to pause and miss opportunities. Sometimes we've been through a situation that makes us afraid, but if we'll only remember that God has already brought us through it one time, and He will do it again. But sometimes if we pause, the exit is already passed, and we're all the way down the road in heavy traffic. Then we make a plan on our own. We head out and we find that that's not quite right. Only God's plan for us is the best for us. But He never gives up on us, so if we make these little detours, He works hard to get us back on track. And then there's the listening to other people for advice instead of going to God. When we left the Chevron station, and we walked down a short distance to Chipotle and had our wonderful lunch. If we just turned around and went back to our car, we would have been fine. But no, we listened to someone who said, "Hey, the Walmart's right across the road." But what we found was that path was so much longer and further than we really wanted to go. And isn't that true of sin? It always takes us further than we want to go, keeps us longer than we want to stay, and gets us into more trouble than we can get out of on our own. So after we made our purchases, finally making it to Walmart, after my shoe broke, after we went through some stumbling blocks in a roundabout way, God led us to our angel. She simply put us in her car and drove us back to the Chevron station. Isn't that so true of how God works in our lives sometimes? We can find ourselves underwater, in the midst of a trial, in the midst of struggles, and all of a sudden, He'll just pick us up, and suddenly, we'll be high above it looking back. That's what He does for us all the time. I know He does for me. I like to think He's looking at a parade where He can see the start of our lives, the middle of our lives, and the end of our lives all at one time. If we make a detour and we get turned around on the wrong path, He has a way of bringing us back, and I'm so thankful that He does. He never gives up on us. Psalm 25, beginning in verse 4. Show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long I put my hope in you. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and unfailing love, which you have shown from long ages past. Do not remember the rebellious sins of my youth. Remember me in the light of your unfailing love, for you are merciful, O Lord. The Lord is good and does what is right. He shows the proper path to those who go astray. He leads the humble in doing right, teaching them his way. The Lord leads with unfailing love and faithfulness all who keep his covenant and obey his demands. For the honor of your name, O Lord, forgive my many, many sins. And here's one of my favorites. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Oh, if we'd just do that the first time. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten off track, gone my own way, but I'm so thankful that he never gives up on us. He promises this in the Bible over and over again. Isaiah 41:10 says, Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And then Romans 8:39 promises, Nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Philippians 4:19 says, And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Man, he has a lot of riches and glory. That's a sweet promise. And then our ultimate verse about guiding us where we need to be to the ultimate path that leads us to heaven. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. There's a song that I remember from my childhood entitled, I Can't Even Walk Without You Holding My Hand. I want to read the lyrics. I thought number one would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but now I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I thought I could do a lot on my own. I thought I could make it all day long. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Oh Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountain's too high and the valley's too wide. Down on my knees, that's where I learned to stand. Oh Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I think I'll make Jesus my all in all, and if I'm in trouble, on his name I'll call. If I didn't trust him, I'd be less of a man, 'cause Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Oh Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountain's too wide and the valley's too wide. Down on my knees, that's where I learned to stand. 'Cause Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Oh Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I'm so thankful he never lets go of my hand. I know you can say that too. And in the darkest times and when we are the most lost, as a child of God, he is right there with us. And all He wants is to bring us back to the path that leads home, and that's our ultimate home, heaven. I can't wait to be there with Him one day. And until then, I'm thankful that He's long-suffering. And when I get lost, I'm thankful that He gives me friends like Carol to laugh with me and enjoy life with me like my other sisters too. He always leads me back to where I'm supposed to be. And you know, no matter where I end up or what I go through in this life, I've always found that He will always make a way in the wilderness. Thank you for listening to this episode of Finding Grace in the Wilderness. May God lead you safely through your wilderness as you trust Him, and may His river of grace always flood your desert times. He is doing a new thing. Let's not miss it. Subscribe or follow to make sure you don't miss a single episode. See you here next time.